you too.
For this lesson, you need a pencil and a piece of paper. Repeat these words after me. I. You. He. She. It. We. You. They. These words are pronouns. They take the place of nouns. And they come before the verb, so they are subject pronouns. Examples. John is a doctor. He is a doctor. He is a subject pronoun. The book is green. It is green. It is a subject pronoun. Those people are from South America. They are from South America. They is a subject pronoun. Let's practice changing nouns to subject pronouns. Listen to the sentence, then change the subject. The word or words before the verb to a subject pronoun. And then listen to the correct new sentence.
John is a doctor.
He is a doctor.
The book is green.
It is green.
Those people are from South America.
They are from South America.
That hat is expensive.
It is expensive.
Carol and Susan are talking.
They are talking.
Susan is at home.
She is at home.
Now let's change the verb forms to contractions. First, let's practice the contractions. Listen to the full form, then repeat the contracted form.
I am.
I'm.
You are.
You're.
He is.
He's.
She is.
She's.
It is.
It's.
We are.
We're.
They are.
They're.
Now repeat the practice sentences with contractions.
John's a doctor. The book's green. Those people are from South America. That hat's expensive. Carol and Susan are talking. Susan's at home.
And now change the noun subjects to subject pronouns and again use contractions. Then listen to the correct sentence.
John's a doctor.
He's a doctor. The book's green.
It's green. Those people are from South America.
They're from South America. That hat's expensive.
It's expensive. Carol and Susan are talking.
They're talking. Susan's at home.
She's at home.
Okay, listen. Me, you, him, her, it, us, them. These are object pronouns. Repeat them after me. Me. You. Him. Her. It. Us. Them. Now listen to some example sentences.
John likes Mary. John likes her.
Mary likes John. Mary likes him.
We're talking to our friends. We're talking to them.
Now listen to combination sentences. The noun subjects change to subject pronouns, and the objects change to object pronouns.
John likes Mary, and Mary likes John.
He likes her, and she likes him.
Mary likes John, and John likes Mary.
She likes him, and he likes her.
We're talking to our friends, and our friends are talking to us.
We're talking to them, and they're talking to us.
And now repeat some sentences with subject pronouns and object pronouns. He likes me, and I like him. I'm looking at her, and she's looking at me.
You're thinking about him, and he's thinking about you. We're watching them, and they're watching us.
They like you, and you like them. She likes him, and he likes her.
Now listen to a letter from Susan to her mother and father. And have your pencil and paper ready. Each time you hear a subject pronoun or an object pronoun, write it down. Just write the pronoun. For example, if you hear I'm, write I, because I is the pronoun. Ready?
Dear Mom and Dad, how are you? I'm fine, and work is wonderful. I'm working hard now. I'm writing a script. It's for a weekend story on sailing. I want to do the story alone. But I have to work with Jake Seltzer. Do you remember him? I get a headache when I think about him. John is fine. I like him a lot. And he likes me. He's a wonderful person. Nice, handsome, and smart. But there's a problem. He has a job offer in Denver. He's very happy about it, but I'm not. I feel nervous about it. Denver is 1,500 miles from Stanford. You can call me on Saturday or Sunday morning. All my love, Susan. P.S. Thanks for the great clothes. I'm wearing the sweater right now.
Well now, how many pronouns are there in the letter? How many do you have on your sheet of paper? 26? There are 26 pronouns in the letter. The pronouns are you, I, it, I, you, him, I, him, I, him, he, me, he, it, I, it, you, me, I. The letter is in your textbook. Find the pronouns.
This is the end of Review 2.